Now let's talk about keeping up with changes in your marketing tactics, which means both changing the way that you deliver your messages and the content of your messages. Here's a critical principle in marketing. Human beings rapidly learn to filter out unimportant information. We get thousands and thousands of messages every day, and people quickly learn to ignore that which is not necessary and that which they deem to be no longer valuable. We can go down the freeway and never see a billboard. We can go to websites all day long and never even see a banner ad. It just doesn't register with us. In the most extreme example, humans can live next to feedlots that stink to high heaven or have all kinds of nasty smells coming from their houses, and they don't even notice it after a while. We humans can filter out anything that we consider to be unimportant. So what that means to us in marketing is that we have to continually change the delivery tactics that we have and the way that we are delivering our messages in order to be heard. Over time, there has been a real progression of the way that we communicate to our marketplace. At first, the only thing that we had was face-to-face content and printed materials. Long time ago, there was the classic traveling salesman who went around in their car from place to place, knowing full well that it took 7 face-to-face contacts, 7 connections, before they could reasonably expect that their customer would buy from them. The next came along radio and TV, and we were able to push our messages out to a mass market. Then came direct mail and other forms of direct marketing, which is also called one-to-one marketing or targeted marketing or database marketing. Then I started to see these marketing messages being delivered by teletype or telex, and then by fax, and then by autodialers, and then came the internet age. And with the internet age came the ability to deliver marketing messages through emails, through banner ads, through blogs, through pay-per-click advertising, through social media, and now even text messaging. And we're seeing a tremendous focus these days on mobile marketing and mobile sales. There are some definite trends out there in the media and the way in which you deliver your marketing messages. The biggest trend is that print is dying. Bookshops are going out of business. Newspapers are going out of business. Magazines are ceasing publication because people are getting more and more of the information that they want from the internet and from TV. And speaking about TV, even TV advertisements are dying. We have a great promise in internet TV that allows us to purchase and pull the content that we want, when we want it, in the way that we want it, and we don't have to wait on schedules. With the power of DVRs, digital video recorders, we really have seen a reduction in the number of impressions that marketing people are getting through the delivery of their marketing messages in TV. So not only do we have to keep up with the way that marketing messages are being delivered, we have to change the messages themselves. That's why marketing folks consistently bring out new products and services, new specials and other promotions. They bundle products and services together so that they can always have a fresh message to their marketplace, so that the marketing message doesn't get stale or dry, and that the human mind won't automatically filter out that message because they've heard it before. So that's the bottom line. Whatever you are saying and however you are saying it today, you're going to need to change it over time. Change the message, change the bundling, change the packaging, change the pricing, change the offer, change the promotion, and change the media with which you deliver that marketing message.